slušaj.
Pop karusel.
Pop kultura u pop karusel. Radnim danima od 18 do 19.
Pop karusel. Katarina Epstein.
Časova i 4 minuta slušate Radio Beograd 1. Sledi još jedan muzički sat, pop karusel, emisija iz domena pop kulture je sa vama od 18 do 19 radnim danima. Današnji dizajner zvuka je Aleksandar Kostić, producent je Mihajlo Zaverla. Uskoro sledi i intervju s Ursulom Jović. Radio Beograd 1, razgovaramo sa Jelenom Galetinu u ime Exita i puno je informacija kojima bi mogli da se bavimo. Evo za početak da pričamo o koncertu Saint Germaina, čini mi se da nekako to je sada i najbliže. Ćao Jeco.
Ćao Kaća, da, to je trenutno najbliži događaj, bliži nam se koncert Saint Germaina, dugo smo ga čekali, 15 godina smo čekali, a sada nas deli, pa možemo reći koliko malo nedelju dana, 2. novembra u Bel Expo centru u Beogradu će biti održan. Mi imamo još jedan onako kraći rok za vaše slušalce kada je niža cena ulaznica u pitanju. Ulaznice za 40% popusta u odnosu na krajnju cenu su i dalje aktuelne, međutim apelovala na sve ljubitelje koje žele da nabave ulaznicu da požure s obzirom na to da će od srede, odnosno 28. oktobra u ponoć, cena ulaznice skočiti na 1990 dinara. Ta cena će porasti naravno i posle kada isteknu sve zalihe, tako da eto, pozvala bih vas da požurite na blagim eventima i nabavite ulaznice. Sigurna sam da nas čeka zaista jedan koncert prepun emocija s obzirom na to da Saint Germain nije nastupao nigde 15 godina. On 15 godina je prošlo od kad nije izdao ni jedan album, tako da smo željno čekali i album Real Blues. Čućemo naravno elektronske muzike koje njega krase, ali i specifične i egzotične instrumente, marija i balafon, ingoni i kora i mnoge druge. Obećao je zaista onako jedan pravi spektakl, a ono što je jako zanimljivo jeste da će Beograd biti prvi grad ove njegove svetske turneje, tako da će imati jednu pravu ekskluzivu. Ja sam gledala njegov intervju koji je nedavno dao i čini se da je on onako da se jako zaželeo i nastupa i da pokaže ljudima opet na čemu je to tako dugo radio, tako da eto zaista jedva čekamo da čujemo i nove singlove, Sitting Here, Real Blues i tako dalje, ali i naravno neke stvari takvih albuma sa bulevara, turista i tako dalje.
On će da bude i svestan, tek kad dođe u Beograd da je ovo pravo mesto za početak dobre energije i turnije. I turneje, pošto su stvarno prva tri albuma ovde bila jako cenjena i emitovana i na svim nivoima ispoštovana, on to verovatno još uvek nije ni svestan. Tako da se jako radujemo tome.
Sigurno sam da će se lepo provesti, ali da će svojim fanovima pružiti neverovatan koncert. Ali kad smo već kod energije, ja bih vas takođe pozvala da se podsjetite one lepe energije koja je trajala tokom cele Exit avanture. Mi smo danas objavili i after movie sa cele Exit avanture, tako da bih vas pozvala da pogledate video, čak osvojite neke nagrade, podelite taj video sa vašim dragima, kao što smo delili ljubav 2015. izdanje, odnosno 15. izdanje Exit festivala, tako da vas sve pozivam da ga pogledate, eto danas sveže objavljen, da se podsjetite malo i te energije.
Možemo onda da pomenimo, draga Jelena, i dodelu nagrada EFA, nagrada gde je Exit laureat od pre dve godine proglašen za najbolji evropski festival, a još uvek pobednik u kategoriji najboljih srednjih festivala, festivala srednje veličine, festival Seedance. Krenuo je novi ciklus glasanja i da pozovemo naše slušalce da idu na sajt Exita.
Naravno, da glasaju. Toliko lepih stvari, da. Lepih informacija da bi bilo šteta da i ne spomenemo i ovo glasanje. Dakle, opet se radi o nagradama, dakle možete osvojiti i VIP ulaznice za neke od najboljih evropskih festivala ukoliko budete glasali, a link za glasanje se nalazi upravo na našem sajtu, onako vrlo jasno je označen, moći ćete ovako da ga uočite, a što se tiče nagrada, to jesu najprestižnije festivalske nagrade kada su u pitanju evropski festivali. Mi smo u konkurenciji, odnosno Exit festival i u konkurenciji sa najvećim festivalima, sa čak 34 festivala iz više od 15 zemalja, među njima su i Roskilde i Tomorrowland i mnogi drugi, ali eto, ako je Exit 2013. godine uspeo da ponese ovako prestižnu titulu, mi se nadamo da će to uspeti i ove godine. Naravno, ono što je za početak jako bitno su upravo ti glasovi publike koja može da glasa i za Exit festival, koji je nominovan u kategoriji za najbolji veliki evropski festival, ali i za Seedance festival, kao što si rekla, trenutni nosilac titule najboljeg evropskog festivala srednje veličine. Ove godine je opet nominovan, što nam je takođe velika čast. Pa eto, možete da glasate i za Exit i za Seedance festival. Vidjet ćete, ima tamo još dosta kategorije i za himnu godine i za najbolji novi bend i tako dalje. A sve to ćemo propratiti i 13. januara kada bude dodela, ali prije toga naravno moramo ući prvo u uži izbor. Do 12. novembra možete da glasate, naravno osvojite i ove lepe nagrade, ali eto, budete uz omiljene festivale.
Hvala puno. Evo, i da poentiramo, nema na čemu, Jelena, do kraja dana, izvolite, ovo je posljednji dan kada možete kupiti karte za Saint Germain, kako smo i počeli, tako da završimo po promotivnim cenama, stvarno je jeftino, tako da vredi.
Naravno, mi se vidimo 2. novembra u Bel Expo centru, a do tada uživajte i u after movie-u i u svim tim lepim stvarima koje on donosi.
Hvala, draga Jelena.
Hvala, draga Kaća. Čujemo se.
Čujemo se. Bila je ovo Jelena Galetin u ime Exit.
Ovog meseca u Madlenijanomu tri premijere. Svi smo mi Crnjanski. Drama Miloš Crnjanski. Zabranjena ljubav. Drama Lolita. Strast. Balet Krvava svadba Bolero. Madlenijanom je doživljaj. Happy Day je 30. oktobra. 40 godina sa vama Željko Bebek. Ima neka tajna veza. Prvi solistički koncert u Sava centru 4. novembra u 20 časova. Željko Bebek u pratnji simfonijskog i tamburaškog orkestra. Koncert za pamćenje.
U životu postoji mnogo izazova. Dačija je spremna za svaki od njih. Izaberite Dačija model sa klimom već za 7.990 evra uz tri redovna servisa, 0% kamate na kredit i 7 godina garancije sa Dačija finansiranjem. Uverite se u najbližem salonu ili na www.dačija.rs. Dačija, ponosni partner Gorske službe spasavanja Srbije.
Dom omladine Beograda predstavlja 31. Beogradski jazz festival od 28. oktobra do 1. novembra. Upoznajte budućnost jazza, Hiromi Trio, Christoph Lauer i Big Band RTS-a, Miguel Zenon, Dorantes, Francesco Cafizo, Arve Henriksen, Super Silent, Jelena Jovović i mnogi drugi. 31. Beogradski jazz festival.
Beogradske muzičke svečanosti od 21. do 31. oktobra. Dobrodošli na 47. Bemus.
Which one? Beogradska rock grupa. Which one?
Hajde, dođi, pokaži mi put. Put kojim da hodam.
Which one?
Ja sam sam i nemam put. Kome sam dušu da prodam?
Beogradska rock grupa. Which one? BGP RTS.
Echo.
I heard there was a secret chord.
Radio Beograd 1, idemo u susret Beogradskom jazz festivalu, ali kao što je i tradicija svake godine, se nekoliko dana pre festivala održi jedan specijalan, glamurozan koncert. Ovaj put smo imali posebnu čast da nam dođe Ursula Jović. Ona je izazvala velike i emocije i veliku pažnju, pošto ne živi ovde prvi put i u Srbiji, inače je srpsko-aboriđinskog porekla. Svi naglašavaju to, ali pre svega za vas, poštovani slušalci, je važno da je to jedna prelepa dama, veoma talentovana pevačica i glumica, i mi bi želeli sada da vas upoznamo sa njom. First of all, Ursula, welcome to Serbia and Belgrade.
Thank you for having me. It's beautiful.
How long you will stay here?
I'm here until the 7th of November, so we fly out on the 7th, my father and I.
Okay, that's a good time to spend here, to be on a jazz festival. You opened our jazz festival, that you had that glamorous concert.
Oh, thank you.
So you were very polite. What are your expressions?
Oh, I thought it was wonderful. I had no idea, actually, when I first came, that I was going to be opening the festival, so... I was very nervous when I found out. Okay, that's fine. I just have to, you know, trust and be who I am and know that, you know, people are going to enjoy the music regardless. But everyone's been so wonderful and warm and loving and so welcoming. I don't want to go back.
You're like this too. Your father is from Serbia, from Sremska Mitrovica. And your mother is a pretty lady.
Yes, my mother's Aboriginal. My father's grandmother's from... not grandmother. Mother's Serbian. But he was born over in Bosnia. And what do you call it? The Republic of Srpska? Yes. And then he left about 42 years ago, and it's just really lovely for him to be back here.
And your parents had a great love story, so are you here?
Yes, that's right. They met back in the early 70s up in the Northern Territory, which was now there's about 180,000 people there. So when they first met, there's definitely a lot less people. And I grew up there. I grew up in Australia, in this very small town. But I grew up not knowing any Serbian or my mother's language. So I only speak English. But I'm hoping to get some lessons under my belt.
No, that's a nowadays generation. You have to know English. It's the country you live. Don't bother to learn Serbian.
Oh, no, I want to. I want to. It's such
some
a beautiful...
words.
It's a beautiful language. Like, it was lovely to sing in Serbian language the other night. I only did one song, Ajdiano. And
yes, oh, nice.
But it sounds beautiful, you know. You listen to the language. It's such a, I don't know. It's a lovely, lovely language, and especially the music. Like, I love the folk music. I really do. You know, I listen to, there's pop music, you know, all around the world. But to have something that is uniquely, you know, Serbian is so beautiful.
What about your mother's folk songs, traditional songs?
Yes, I mean, and that too is beautiful, you know. I've always been, I think because I didn't know any of the languages, I grew up listening to a lot of other people's languages. So I like English. I listened to English songs, but I loved Italian music, and I got into a little bit of Philippines, the Filipino people, Tagalog, I think that's their language. So I'd listen to theirs, Spanish, everything. And I think because I didn't have my own, there's just something beautiful and romantic, and I can't put my finger on it, but I loved listening to that. And, you know, to know that I've got Serbian and Aboriginal, two very rich cultures, and I would love to be able to learn a lot more. If not the language, then more songs.
From the early ages, you expressed your art talents for singing and for acting. And will you tell us more about you in a professional way?
When I was about 18, I left my home in Darwin up in the very top of Australia, and I moved over to the western part of Australia, and I studied there for a year. It was a bridging course, so I did a little bit of acting, a little bit of singing, tap dancing, jazz, ballet, a little bit of everything, and I found that I was very good at acting. I was good at singing, but I was still very scared and very nervous. So if you speak to my father, he would tell you that I was so shy that I found it very hard to talk to people. So I enjoyed the acting, and when I left the school and moved over to Sydney, I just ended up in my first professional show with one of the best directors in Australia, theatre directors, Neil Armfield, and I've just been working, you know, with all the different theatre companies throughout Australia. I've had a bit of a dabble in films. I've done about 4 feature films, movies, and I do quite a bit of Australian television back at home.
Oh, it's nice.
Yes.
There is such a thing you can tell us about so we can learn about you. Your influence is in the music. You are mm-hmm. a jazz singer now, mm-hmm. and it is more complex than anything, and it is a music with a future, because natural instruments are there, world music are there, rock and roll, pop, everything is there, mm-hmm. fusion of everything. So what are you interested in when you started to listen to be aware of music?
I think, like I said, the main thing for me when I first started was, yeah, the stuff that you listen to on the radio, because that's what I had. It was just pop music, and then world music, you know, other languages. And then when I moved away, because I got involved with a lot of people within the arts, so I was influenced by other people's love of music. So I got into a lot of Australian bands and Australian singers when I moved to Sydney, and then a lot of blues and soul music was introduced to me, and you know, the likes of Aretha, Otis Redding, you know, all the Motown as well, and then only recently jazz. Because it was not something I quite understood, but I feel like it's something that I understand a little bit more now. But I don't sing it as often as I probably should, because it's very complex, and some songs are not easy songs. Yeah. So I'm just trying to think who Lena Horne for me. I really enjoy her voice, and obviously Billie Holiday. For soul, it's Aretha Franklin, Otis Redding, Marvin Gaye, Duke Ellington. I can't think of anyone else at the top of my head, but yeah, just anything. If it moves me, I listen to it, so...
It is enough.
Yeah.
So nice influence and so nice people you mentioned. Nick Cave.
Oh, Nick Cave. Yes, absolutely. Nick
don't forget.
No, let's not forget Nick Cave. Or Paul Kelly was one that I really enjoyed when I first moved to Sydney, because I had no idea who he was, because I grew up in a very small town, so you didn't know those things, not culturally aware until I moved away.
What are your plans, Ursula, for in the music industry, for example, or in the concerts? What are your plans?
Oh.
What would you like to happen to you?
Oh, look, I just love singing. I know when I was younger, you know, it's like with any of the young people nowadays in who choose to be singers, it's all about... it's pop music, and I love pop music because there's a place, you know, and I'll listen to pop music, of course. But I think the reasons behind, you know, some people that go into you know, certain areas is not just for the love of music, but, you know, to be able to make money and to be famous. And that was something that I wanted when I was younger. But as I get older, I have a daughter.
So really?
Yeah, she's 7 years old. So I am.
What's her name?
Jala.
Oh, nice.
Jala. She's little. So she's Aboriginal, Serbian, Spanish, Irish kid.
Wonderful.
Yeah, beautiful little mix. But, you know, I look at her and I think I don't want to do something because I want fame or money. I want her to see her mother enjoying and loving what she does. So for me, it's more about the love. Of course, I want to be able to have a living doing what I love, but I'm not worried about all the other trappings that come with it. I just love singing, and that's all I want to be able to do until I'm very old.
Love don't live here anymore.
I think it's coming back to what arts really is, you know. Yeah. It's an expression of yourself, whereas I think it's become something else as well, like a lot of young people. I see it in my daughter, you know. She's like, I'm going to be a, you know, famous star. I'm like, okay, that's okay. You can aim. That's good. You aim up there. But for me, I know personally, I've grown up and I go, did I really want that? Or because society thinks that actually means success. But I think, no, success is being happy. Success is having your family. Success is having love of your family. Yeah. And doing what you love the most. And that's success.
I agree totally with you. Yes. Thank you for that word. For the words for our listeners to. But now you're here famous, I have to tell you.
No.
In the music world here in Belgrade and in Serbia, everybody knows you for a short time and loves you. So it is very nice.
It is lovely.
Yeah, yeah.
It is a nice feeling.
So at least you have to make a plan to come back here. I'm not to learn Serbian, just to come back to play for us.
Oh, no, I'm making plans. I'm making plans already. I haven't left and I want to come back.
It will be next year, for example.
Absolutely.
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 Do you have plans to do some record or something? For the future generation.
I have to. I do. I keep saying that I'm going to, and I've always been... I mean, I've only started singing in the last 7 or 8 years since I got pregnant with my daughter, and I thought, what am I doing? You know, I can keep acting or do what I, you know, I've always wanted to do and sing. So I started to focus a little bit more. But I haven't recorded anything yet. Everything that's been recorded is live. Like if I've sung somewhere, the show's been recorded live for me. But I do have plans. I think for me, because I sing so many different genres, not just jazz, I've done a bit of opera, a bit of you know, jazz, blues, soul, even rock and roll. So I've had a go at everything, but it's just a matter of me figuring out what I want to actually record and something that I'm going to be happy with. And yeah,
you have all the time in the world.
Yes,
so you can do it. You mentioned opera. Do you have a classical music education?
I don't have a classical music
education.
That's
interesting. That's interesting.
One of my friends, her name's Deborah Cheatham. She's a very, very well-known Aboriginal opera singer in Australia, and I think she's travelled all around the world. But she wrote an opera about... I don't know if you're familiar with the politics of Aboriginal people.
Yes.
In Australia.
When people vanished in one moment. I don't know how to explain.
Yeah, people were taken away. Children were taken
away,
from families.
Yeah.
And they call that the Stolen Generations. But she wrote this opera about this walk-off where a tribe of people lived on this... farming land, and they worked for the farmers, but they weren't getting paid, and they got paid in food and rations, but not money. And so they decided that enough was enough, and they were going to leave, which meant that, you know, these outstations didn't have workers anymore. So she wrote this story. It's a very famous story. And she wrote this opera, and she asked me to be in it. And she used to say, "You need to go and study opera. You have to study. You have to study. You've got the voice for it." And I'd be like, "I like it, but it's not my heart." So I said I would be a part of the show, and yeah, it was interesting. It was interesting to sing and to have that. It's a lot of discipline. It's a lot of hard work, and it's an amazing genre of music. You know, opera is just phenomenal. I mean, the instrument, you have to take care of it 24/7, and I couldn't do that.
But it is unique and different way to meet the opera with you. She is the one of the Stolen Generation.
Yes, she is.
Yeah. Thank you for that story.
Oh, thank you.
It's so important. Not a lot of people know about that hard history of our bridge.
Yes. Have a very, very rich history here as well.
It is.
Yeah, it's, I've been finding out a little bit as I've been travelling around, and what I love about everyone here is how much you know about your history, whereas I find that in Australia we've kind of forgotten, and I think it's important that we remember and talk about it. History is important to know where we're going.
Of course. You are here in Belgrade for a few days, maybe a week now. Did you go around the town? What did you like?
Yes. I spent Sunday afternoon, I think my father and I were being shown around by some friends, and I think we... 3 hours, I think we might have been walking.
3 hours.
It was good. It was really lovely. I really enjoyed it.
It was a nice day on Sunday.
Oh, yes, it was. The sun was out. It was such a lovely day. where did we go? The fort? I don't know what it's called.
Kalamagdan.
That's the one. So we went out there. How do you say it?
Kalamagdan. It is a hard...
Kalamagdan.
Don't worry
about
it.
So we went there.
It was a green.
It was and green. Nice. It was beautiful. yeah, so, and, you know, seeing the river, the Sava and the Danube, where they joined and went out to the Black Sea. We went to the St. Sava
Did you eat Cathedral. Something nice?
Oh, nice. What did we eat? Oh, we In tried Belgrade. Not to eat that day because we were going to have dinner at the friend's place and they'd prepared some, you know, dishes for us. So I had, I can never remember any of the foods. All lovely, really lovely food. I've forgotten it now. The paprika, like a jam, not a jam, like a dip. I can't remember it now.
Filled paprika.
We had that with the sour
meat
cream.
Or something. Oh, the green.
Yeah, that was nice. That was really nice. That was my favorite. I actually wouldn't mind some of that now.
Meat.
Yes, meat. Lots of meat trays.
Like a burgers.
Yeah, we had a lot of that. Veal, chicken and orange. A lot of food. I can't remember. The cheese, white cheese. Lots of different cheese.
Yeah.
Yeah, beautiful.
What about the origin food? Can you share with our audience anything?
Absolutely.
Just one.
Like, it's definitely not the same as, you know, the beautiful food here. So we're basically, it's off the land. So we've got where my mother's people are from, we're also along the river and up around the coast as well. So we've got a little bit of salt water and fresh water. You're familiar with barramundi?
Yeah.
Well, that's from up in our country well. So it's very rich. You could go fishing and come out with 20 big barramundis.
Yeah.
Crabs. Oysters. Yabbies. A lot of seafood. And then also in the... Because we've got a swamp area, so we have turtles... So from the river, swampy areas, we eat turtles.
Really?
Yes.
Is it tasty?
And it's very tasty. Very fatty, but very tasty. But cooking-wise, it's very simple. It's wrapped up in leaves or bark or something that'll keep the moisture in. And it's either on the flames without the bark, or if it's wrapped in a bark, then it's under the coals in the ground, under the ground, and you cook it like an oven. But very simple, it's not.
It sounds tasty.
Yes.
Thank you, dear Ursula. It is so nice to meet you and to be with you.
Oh, it's lovely to meet you.
I hope you will come soon so we can go together somewhere.
Yes.
And show you any concerts and around the town.
I would love that very much. Thank you.
Welcome. You're always welcome. Come here. Send our love to your father and to your wonderful daughter and all of the family.
I will. Thank you.
And enjoy staying here in Belgrade. Whatever.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Here. you.